You're going to go through these times of tribulation. Get used to it. And I mean, Dave and I, we got this thing down to a science now. When something happens to us, or one of us gets hurt or whatever, he said, well, another test. We're going to pass it or we're going to fail it. You know, a little tribulation. Yesterday I was trying to take a trailer ball off of my pickup, and where it was up in there, it was a little tight. So when I come around like this, the wrench got hung. And, of course, Dave didn't know he was pulling. And when we got all the way on the other side, I said, boy, am I glad that passed through there. He said, what do you mean? I said, my thumb got hung between the seal and the handle of the wrench. And he said, what did it do? I said, I just tore all the skin right off the top. That's all. But I don't like those kind of tribulations. Do you? It tore the skin off my finger. You know, but praise God, it's just another test. What am I going to do, grumble and complain? No, praise God for another test, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, that I had the wrench to take the ball off the pickup with. You know, instead of grumbling and complaining. Now, you know, lots of people are sick in the church because of that little deal. Let's go to Philippians 2:14. Now, listen here, Exodus 15:26. If you obey Him, how much disease is He going to put upon you? None. Okay, let's go to Philippians 2:14, and I want to show you something else He said to do here in Philippians 2:14. In some things you do. Is that what He said? Uh-oh. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing. Ooh. Oh, here's a girl over here who's having a heart attack right now just thinking about it. Oh, my goodness, Lord, I didn't know this. Oh, Lord. I mean, just like here a while back, Cheryl and I was over in Georgia. I was teaching the Word of God, and there was a young man right here in a wheelchair. Probably 18, 19 years old, one leg sticking out, had a cast on his leg and everything else. And I'm talking about sin is what causes these things. And he said, sir, you mean to tell me that I'm here with my leg hurt because of sin? I said, sure, no doubt about it. I said, do you have any idea of the sin you might have done that did that? He said, well, no. He said, I'm going to church. I'm trying to walk in obedience to God's Word. I said, so you don't have a clue what might have put you there? No. I said, this woman sitting beside him, I said, who are you, ma'am? She said, I'm his aunt. I come with him. I said, okay, why don't you open your Bible to Philippians 2:14 and read that verse for me? And she said, in everything you do, stay away from grumbling and complaining. Immediately. He said, my goodness, that could be it. It's kind of like this little girl, this little lady here, when I put that up there, I saw her eyes light up. Oh, my Lord, am I in trouble? So let me ask you this question. How many of you, I guess I could put it, since y'all hadn't been saying anything in the last hour, how many of you have not grumbled and complained in the last hour? Most of you have not grumbled and complained in the last hour. But some of you may be saying, oh my goodness, this chair is awful hard. I wish we'd get to the break. You know, I need a drink of water. You're grumbling and complaining, not even talking. Is that true? Some people do that. Oh my goodness gracious. But now see, God says in His Word, do everything without grumbling and complaining. You think He means that? You think there could be a consequence? Yes. Yes, brother. Oh, wait a minute. I'll try to stay up under that.
The Lord didn't like it when His children in the Exodus did that, and He doesn't like it when we do that.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that was a place He gave us a perfect example. In fact, we might go, let's look at that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Dave, and let's go down through a few of those, and let's see in 1 Corinthians 10 what causes many people to be sick today. And we'll see, somebody said, well, that was under the law, and 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1, I think, we'll start out at 1, we're at 22. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that happened either, but we'll get it in a minute. Okay, we're going to start over here. Somehow those computers do strange things at times. You know that? Yeah, that looked like... Yes, ma'am. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, but they can't hear it on the tape. If somebody... Would you pass that over to her, please, ma'am? If you ask a question, and they might hear you, but later.
But this is kind of backtracking. When you were talking about Cheryl's friend with the pain in her hip for unforgiveness.
Well, that wasn't her Cheryl's friend. That was just a lady we were ministering to.
Well, I'm confused as to, if this was a tormenting spirit from God, then how do we know that as opposed to the unforgiveness that opened a door for Satan and the demon was doing that? How do you...
Now, wait a minute. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay. How do we know, how do you differentiate a tormenting spirit from God or she had opened the door to a demon?
Oh, okay. I'll explain that to you. Yes, ma'am. Here is the thing. When you go to Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven, he said, "All power in heaven and earth been given to me." Is that what he said? Matthew 28. If all power in heaven and on earth has been given to him, then who's in control of the universe? He is. Okay. He makes the rules. Just like whenever the legislative branch down here in Austin or the United States government or whatever, when they make a law, they're God, you might say. They make the law. And when they put the law out, then they got a group of executive boys out here somewhere, the enforcing agency, the police department, that they have the rules. And so if you drive down this freeway, the legislative department made a law that says 65 out here as fast as you can drive. They made it. They're not out there, but they made it. And they put it out there. Now they put the police officers out there, and these police officers know what the rules are. Now who do they work for? The legislative or God. Who does the devil work for? God. Now he has a set of rules. He knows exactly what he can do and what he cannot do. So now then, God's in control. He's the one that's in control of everything. You drive down that highway out here at 65 miles an hour, you can drive all the way to Fort Worth, and they won't nobody bother you. Not nobody. You can drive 50, and they won't nobody bother you. But if you drive 80, and you happen to come upon one of those guys, they're going to stop you and give you a ticket because that's where you went past God's law. When you pass God's law, that's when you gave them legal right to get you. And that's exactly the way the kingdom is made up. God told us what to do. He made the rules. He's in total control. When we break those rules, we open the door to the devil. And the devil, he hardly ever misses a chance. So when he looks and he says, "Oh, there you are. You have unforgiveness today. Good. Let me come get you." And he loves to get you. But see, God made the rules. In fact, where I learned this, I mean, I'd read those scriptures in Matthew 18 many times, but they had not soaked in. I mean, I know all of us have done that. We've read scriptures and you think, you know, that couldn't be God. God would not do that. There's no way he would do that. And we find it very hard to understand this God. And so we get an idea in our mind of who he is. And he's not what we think. He is what the Word says he is, and that's all. That time I was asked to come down to Fort Worth. There was a lady that had a hysterectomy, all kinds of things, and a Baptist preacher. She still had her pains. The doctors couldn't find her problem. So he asked me to come down and minister to her one Sunday afternoon, so several years ago. So I did. I went down there, and when I walked into the room, this woman screamed at me. She hated me. I'd never seen her. I didn't know her. I'd never seen her before in my life. But yet when I walked in the door and she come in, she started screaming at me, "I hate you, I mean, I'm going to hurt you, get out of my house." Well, I mean, if you're a Baptist deacon and you walk into some woman's house and she starts screaming like that, what's the best thing to do? Run, get out, quick. But I didn't run. I knew what was going on. I knew it was a demon. I knew it was not the woman. And so I got her husband was there and they'd asked me to come. So I began to command these demons to leave. And the demon said, "I ain't coming out of her. I have legal right to be here." So I got more forceful. I didn't understand this principle at the time. So the more I commanded the demon to come out of her, the more he fought back. And that's when I finally stopped and I said, "Okay, God." I mean, I'm silently talking to God. I'm knelt down right here in front of a woman. And I said, "Okay, Lord, this devil's lying to me. You told me in your word he's a liar. And he says he has legal right to be in there. He's not obeying me. I am commanding him to leave in your name. And he's not obeying." I said, "Lord, what's the problem?" And he said, "He is obeying me." He said, "I sent him." I thought, "I rebuke you, devil." I thought, "This can't be God. God, you're telling me you sent this devil into this woman?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Why?" He said, because of her unforgiveness. I said, unforgiveness. I said, ma'am, you have unforgiveness toward anybody? And her husband said, oh, yeah, she's hated her first husband. She said, do you see them two oldest boys there? I said, yeah. I said, that's hers and his. And said, when that second one was born, he ran off, left her in the hospital all by herself. He's never helped her, paid no child support or nothing. And she's hated him with a passion all of her life. I said, ma'am, you have to forgive. She said, no, I will never forgive him. I said, ma'am, he's ruined your whole life up to now. And I said, it ain't going to get no better. I said, you've been to the hospital, had surgery, hysterectomy, and everything else. And there ain't no way I can get you set free until you repent and forgive your husband, your ex-husband. So I continued to work on her. And finally, I got her. I said, you repeat after me. I, so-and-so, forgive my ex-husband, so-and-so, from my heart in the name of Jesus. I said, now then, devil. Now then, you've heard her with your own mouth. She's repented. I said, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Bam, just like that. No arguing, no nothing. The devil was gone. He knew he had no more legal right. Jesus was standing right there with me. The devil left. That woman jumped up. And a woman I'd asked a few minutes ago, would you really like to make Jesus Lord of your life? She said, no, I don't want nothing to do with him. But the very minute I cast that devil out, after I got her to repent of that sin, that woman jumped up and said, yes, yes, I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I prayed for that woman that day. She accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. I prayed the prayer of faith over her. She got healed. And I left there, and that Baptist preacher that asked me to go, when we walked out the door, he grabbed me by the arm. He said, oh, God, Lord, if I only had a video camera to video what I saw in this house today. He said, oh, I would love it. But we didn't have. But I said, you got to see it, and you see how it works. I said, I learned a lot of things in there myself today that I didn't know. God revealed to me a lot of scriptures that I didn't understand till today. But I said, now I got them. And so whenever we left the next day, next evening, I got their phone number, of course, and the next afternoon I called that man. And I said, sir, I'd just like to know what's changed in your house since I was there yesterday. He said, everything. He said, my wife has not been out of the house except to go to the doctor for months. He said, after you left yesterday afternoon, she said, let's go shopping. So he said, we got in the truck with all the boys. We went shopping. He said, we came back, and all the boys come over to me after we got back and said, Daddy, this is not our mother.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.